朋友，欢迎到活在耶稣里网站来收听福乐人生讲坛。今天的讲员是于洪杰牧师，请你预备好圣经和受教的心，让神的话语祝福你的新生命。
弟兄姊妹们早安。
Good morning, brothers and sisters.
刚才弟兄跟姊妹都说到，今天是我们今年第一次的主日聚会。
Both Steve and Nancy and I mentioned that this morning is our first service for the year.
虽然今天不是第一天啊。
Although it's not the first day of the year.
今天是我们第一个主日。
It's the first Sunday.
但是弟兄姊妹，如果你仔细一算的话，今年已经52/1已经过去了。
Brothers and sisters, if you counted, 1/52 of the year is already.
前两天跟一个弟兄交通的时候，想起99年跨进2000年的时候。
And few days ago, I was sharing with a brother, we were recounting how we passed through, 1999 to the year 2000.
那时候大家最流行的一件事情就是怕什么？Y2K virus, 对不对？
Everybody was afraid of the Y2K virus.
那个时候说有2000年千禧年的这个叫什么病毒。
Yeah, the Y2K virus.
一下子7年过去了。
All of a sudden, 7 years has gone by.
有没有想过，我在座很多孩子，你已经 double your age 了啊。
Some of you have, doubled your age in the past 7 years.
我们每一个人7年就在我们手中一下过去了。
And 7 years has gone by through our hands.
我记得徐华弟兄在我们查经班的时候曾经讲过，人生最精华的25岁到50岁。
And Brother Xuhua shared with us that the most valuable time from the age 25 to
如果你正好是25岁到50岁之间，这个最精华的时间过了1/3了。
And from the year the 25 years of age to the 50 years of age.A third of your best time has gone by already.
弟兄姊妹，到底我们改变了多少？
Francis, how much have we changed?
到底我们在主面前成长了多少？
How much have we grown?
到底在这个转眼之间7年过去了，有多少的日子在神的眼中算为数？
In the passing of these 7 years, how many days are numbered before God?
我这个礼拜在芝加哥有机会早上讲完道，然后赶到另外一个在美国北部最大的教会 Willow Creek。
This past weekend, after we were at the retreat in Chicago, we went to one of the biggest fellowship here in the United States, Willow Creek.
那天讲到的牧师引用了那个 Tony Campolo 是吧？有一个作者写的一本书里面的一个故事。
And that day, the pastor used a story by Tony Campolo that Sunday.
他说他有一天对那些年轻的孩子们问他们说 ，How long you have lived?
And he
你活了多久了
？He asked the young people, How long have you lived?
然后有一个孩子大家都不回答，想你怎么会问这么简单的问题。
And nobody answered the question, say, oh, that's a very simple answer.
结果他就问了一个人说你活了多久啊，再问一次 ,how long you have lived?
So he asked somebody right in front of him and said, how long have you lived?
他说 23.
He said 23 years.
他说我不是问你说你存在了多少年。
I am not asking you how long have you existed.
他说我是问你真正活了多久。
I'm asking you how long have you actually lived.
他说当我12岁的时候第一次被带到美国纽约市那个什么帝国大厦顶楼的时候。
He said the first time I was taken to the Empire Building in New York City.
当我居高临下看见整个纽约，他说我整个心震撼。
And I was at the top level. I looked down the entire city. My heart was shaken.
他说在那几分钟里面，我觉得我完全整个人被一个惊讶抓住。
He said in those few minutes, I was caught in a huge surprise.
他说那个我叫他活啊，真正的活，真正的 alive.
And I count that moment as being alive.
他说：“那你到底活了多久？”
And then he asked the person again, "How long have you lived?"
他就在问同样的那个孩子。
And they asked the same child, "How long have you lived?"
那个孩子想了一下，说：“大概几分钟。”
And the guy said, "Maybe for a few minutes."
弟兄姊妹，23年的时间对他来说，如果是要那么兴奋的话，只有几分钟。
For him who has lived 33 years to count his life as having lived to be that excited is but a few minutes.
那种真正他觉得他是在活的，只有几分钟而已。
The moments where he feel like he was really living is but for a few minutes.
但是弟兄姊妹，再怎么样，这个例子还是从人的兴奋的角度去算。
And brothers and sisters, no matter what, we're still looking at from a perspective of how excited he was to our event in life.
但是我们有没有想过，有一天神是根据我们在神 眼中算为数的来算我们。
And have you thought about the fact that one day God's going to look upon your life as to how He counts your days?
所以这是为什么摩西祷告说求神教我们怎么样子数算自己的日子。
And that's why Moses prayed, Lord, teach us how to number our days.
让我们得到智慧的心。
That we may have wisdom.
哎呀，弟兄姊妹，年日这么快就在我们手中过去了。
So quickly our days go by.
我们在座有一些年长的，就像刚才念慈姊妹讲的，我父母八十五岁了。
There's some elderly brothers and sisters in our midst, just like my parents, they're 85 already.
我都清清楚楚记得我爸爸在我这个年纪的时候，我觉得他已经是老人家了。
I remember when my dad was my age, and I felt that he was an old man already.
但弟兄姊妹就这么快。
That's so happened so quickly.
有一天我到了，我认为我爸爸已经寿比南山的日子了。
And when I come to the time where I feel like my dad is, over and above.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹啊，时间真的很快很快了。
Dear brothers, just time goes by so quickly.
有时候快到一个地步，让人心里面发急了。
And to the point where we're anxious.
所以今天在新年的里面，我先暂时把征战的题目放一边。
So at the beginning of the new year, we're going to put the theme of doing battle aside for a minute.
今天跟弟兄姊妹交通一个题目，殷勤耕耘，欢呼收割。
I'm going to share on the topic to plow diligently and then reap joyfully.
我们整个人的一生。
All the days of our life,
每一个人
every single one of us,
神都为我们预备了一块田
God's prepared a field,
让我们在其中耕种
that you may plant in the midst of it.
而当这一生结束的时候
and when your days are, have ended,
我们就是带着田中的出产我们去见神
we take the produce of that field that God's given us and we go see God.
弥迦提醒我们你要当预备去迎接你的神
and Micah says, be ready to meet your God.
不管保罗也好不管主耶稣也好弟兄姊妹圣经上都讲到有一天我们要向神交账
Whether it be Paul or Jesus they both mentioned that one day you'll have to settle an account with the Lord your God
神给我们每一个人都预备了一块田
God's prepared a field for each person
而怎么耕耘在乎你我
How do you plan in that field is determined by you and myself
圣经不仅仅讲到我们是神所耕种的田
The Bible not only simply say that we are the field by which God plants
圣经也讲到我们每一个人都拥有一块田我们是农夫
And the Bible says that you are all farmers each one of you have a field
所以提摩太后书保罗劝我们说要做一个勤劳的农夫
So 2 Timothy Paul urges us to be a diligent farmer
弟兄姊妹到底我们怎么样耕我们这一块田
And how do we cultivate this field
你可以让它荒废啊。
You can let it just be desolate.
你可以撒种在荆棘中。
And you could, sow your seeds among the thorns.
但是弟兄姊妹早晚有一天日子要到。
But just sooner the day will come.
神要问我们说你到底有多少的日子你真正的活着。
God's gonna ask, how many days have you actually lived?
23年不过换来两三分钟对那个年轻人来说。
23 years for a young man is but a few minutes.
但弟兄姊妹如果你现在暂停几秒钟你想一想
Brothers, take a few seconds right now and think
就在你我的年龄里面
In the midst of your days and my days
你觉得有多少时间被神数算
How many of your days or the time is counted by God
你真的有把握说那个日子那件事情我相信神悦纳我
Are you certain of that specific event on that certain day God has accepted what I've done
弟兄姊妹这是一件非常真实的挑战。
But this is a very real challenge before us.
所以我为什么有时候劝我孩子劝年轻人说不要花那么多时间在 IM 上面。
So a lot of time I urge my children and all the young people here, do not spend all your time.
你上个礼拜花十个小时你今天已经不记得花在谁的身上讲什么话了。
Last week you spent 10 hours in front of the computers on IM. Today you don't even remember who you talked to last week.
花了十个小时玩 video game, 今天到底对我们生命带来什么祝福。
10 hours on the video games, what blessing has it brought into your life today? Adults, you're the same way.
花那么多时间看 email 干什么？
You spend all this time from the computer going through your email.
花那么多时间去 surf the website 干什么？
You spend all this time just surfing through the net.
为什么坐在电视机前面我们就时间就过去了呢？
Why do you sit in front of the television just let your time pass by?
哎呦，弟兄姊妹，让我们都 wake up 起来啊！
But sister, we all need to wake up.
时间真的是非常非常的短暂啊！
Time is so short.
我已经多少的同学朋友已经离开这个世界了。
So many of my friends.They have passed on and left this world already.
30多岁 40多岁而已
In their 30s but in their 40s.
弟兄姊妹 妹啊，你都要想到为什么以赛亚在那里祷告说我在审判的路上迎接你。
And why does Isaiah pray the Lord on the road of judgment, I come and meet you?
弟兄姊妹，将来我们都要去跟神交账的。
Brothers and sisters, every single one of us is going to settle with God.
圣经上希望我们将来是欢欢喜喜带着贺捆去见神的。
The Bible says that he desires that we would go and meet him joyfully with
劝我们要丰丰富富的进神国。
And Peter says, go into the heaven with abundance.
所以他劝我们你要分外殷勤，要更加殷勤。
So he encourages us to be even more diligent.
所以弟兄姊妹，耶利米书第四章第三节，耶利米说要开垦你们的荒地，不要撒种在荆棘中。
So Jeremiah chapter 4 verse 3 says, break up your unplowed grounds and do not sow among thorns.
我们每一个人都拥有一块田。
We all have a field.
你原谅我说我很遗憾地说
And regretfully I would say these things、
因着人类始祖亚当的堕落
And because the fall of Adam
外面的世界伏在恶者的手下世界堕落了
The world is under the control of the evil one
里面的生命也堕落了
The life within us is fallen
所以这块地在我们的手中是一个荒地
So this field that is in our hands is desolate
但是我们需要起来开垦它
And we need to rise up and plow
先知劝我们要开垦你们的荒地
The prophet says break up the unplowed grounds
换句话说我们都有许多的未得之地
We all have many many placesWe have not yet obtained.
荒地虽然你拥有它
The desolation, this desolate place, though you own it.
但是你如同没有拥有它因为它没有给你带来任何的祝福和价值
It's no different than you not owning it because it's not bringing you profit.
当你真开垦它的时候
You really begin to cultivate that ground.
所有开垦过的地方给我们带来祝福
Everywhere that you plant will bring forth fruit and blessings.
所有我们经营过、开垦过的它成为我们的结果、
And every place that you've cultivated, that you work, it will become the fruit of your labor.
去年四月我们在澳洲墨尔本他们带我们 去拜访一个老弟兄
And last April in Austria we went to visit an elderly brother
他几乎是等于买了一座山头
It's almost like he purchased an entire hillside
他自己几十年下来他亲自耕耘耕耘耕耘开发它
For decades he's worked on that land he's cultivated that land
他带我们去看的时候有小桥流水
And when we went to visit that land there were little bridges and there were streams running through it
他盖了四个不同的亭子
AndThere were four different,
还有人工的瀑布
there was a man-made waterfall.
然后他自己的房子是从山头上可以看到原野的。
And his own house, he can see the entire land from up at the top of the hill.
在我去拜访他之前，台湾有一个牧师也去，一坐在那里就说 ，This is what I call life.
And right before we went, there was another pastor from Taiwan that visited him. He saw the sight and he said, this is what I call life.
哇这么漂亮这么舒服从上居高临下那么漂亮的原野。
And it is so beautiful, this wonderful plain.
但是这个老先生
But this elderly brother,
他特别带我们去看他没有开发的地方。
He brought us to look upon the ground that he has not yet worked on.
他说弟兄这就是我原来买下来的时候的样子。
And this is the condition at which I bought it.
哦弟兄姊妹真的是乱木丛集。乱七八糟的那些树木这个横散在那里。
It is completely chaotic, branches, all kinds of vegetation growing all over it.
他就是一点一点一点一点夫妻两个在这里耕耘它。
And over the past decades, little by little, little by little, they've been removing it and cultivating the land.
今天我们每一个人都拥有一块地啊。
But just again, every single one of us owns a field.
耶利米劝我们说起来开垦我们的荒地。
Jeremiah says, rise up and plow these unbroken ground.
荣耀的神要赐下够用的恩典和力量。
The God of glory will give you sufficient grace and sufficient strength.
让我们的生命被神来改变。
But our lives will be transformed.
让我们所处的环境能够因着我们辛苦的耕耘而得到改变。
That the environment that we live in because of our diligence may be changed.
不要撒种在荆棘的里面。
Do not sow among thorns.
不要把我们的时间浪费在那些没有价值的事情上。
Don't waste your time on those things that has absolutely no value.
弟兄姊妹，圣经上讲到荆棘，特别讲到旧造。
And the Bible, when it talks about the thorns, it talks about the old creation.
当主耶稣讲撒种比喻的时候
，When Jesus gave the parable of the sower,
他说不要撒种在荆棘的里面。
He said, "Do not sow among the thorns."
圣经上里面讲到的荆棘是世上的思虑、钱财的迷惑。各样的厌乐和别样的私欲
And the thorns that the Bible is talking about is the attractiveness of this world and all the lust and the thoughts of this world.
所以亲爱的弟兄姊妹当你撒种在荆棘里面的时候
So when you sow among these thorns,
它 不可能有成果的。
It will not bear fruit.
我们今天要如何运用我们所有的资源？
But how do we use all of our resources?
我们的时间，
our time,
我们的金钱，
our wealth,
我们的力量，
our strength,
我们的情感，
our passion,
我们的思想，
our thoughts.
弟兄姊妹，这都是我们的资源。
Brothers and sisters, these are all of your resources.
而今天我们到底要撒在荆棘里呢？
And where are you going to plant these resources?
还是我们要撒在开垦出来的好土里面？
Or upon the ground that's been plowed and been broken.
就决定了我们要收什么。
But it will determine what you will reap.
所以我们底下接下来就要来讲到耕耘两个最重要的原则。
We're going to talk about the two most important principles of planting.
虽然圣经上讲到这个的时候是讲到钱财的奉献。
So oftentimes when the Bible talks about these things, it talks about the monetary offerings.
但是这两件事情关乎我们今天如何来过今生。
But these two things determine how we're going to live this life.
胡适先生曾经讲过一句话。
Mr. Hu once said these words.
Mr. Hu.
Mr. Hu.
要怎么收获先那么摘，听过没有？
How you're gonna, what do you want to receive, what do you want to gain depends on how you're gonna plant.
其实圣经上早就讲了。
The Bible already said that.
在这里讲到两个重要的原则。
Two important principles.
第一件事情我们一起来读，加拉太书六章七到八节，在讲义上都有。
Galatians chapter 6 verse 7 through 8 is in your outline.
我们同声来读。
Let's read it out loud together.
不管中文英文都可以。
Chinese and English.
请每一个人都要读。
Everybody read it out loud.
不要自欺，神是轻慢不得的。人种的是什么，收的也是什么。顺着情欲撒种的，必从情欲收败坏；顺着圣灵撒种的，必从圣灵收永生。弟兄姊妹，简单来说这个原则。
To simply put this principle,
就是人种的是什么，收的就是什么。
What he plants is what he will reap.
弟兄姊妹，这句话有两面很重要的提醒。
There's two folds, two aspects of a very important reminder.
一个是对我们现在和将来的提醒。
It's a reminder for now and the time to come.
你种什么，你将来就会收什么。
What you are planting right now, today, is what you will reap in the days to come.
而另外一面的提醒。
And the second fold of reminder.
是提醒你现在正在收的东西是你过去种的。
It is reminding you now what you are reaping today is what you have planted in time.
这两个点我们都要提一下。
These two things we all need to pay attention to.
弟兄姊妹，圣经上说我们种什么，我们收就收什么。
The Bible says whatever you sow is what you will reap.
中国话也说种瓜得瓜，种豆得豆。
The Chinese says if you plant a melon, you'll receive a melon. You plant beans, you'll get beans.
Very good.
Thank you.
你不会种了瓜下去结果长出豆子来。
You're not going to plant melons and all of a sudden you get beans.
你也不会种了豆子出来长出西瓜来。
Or you plant beans and you end up getting melons.
种什么收什么。
Whatever you sow is what you will reap.
但是弟兄姊妹，这么简单的原则。
Brothers and sisters, such simple principles.
今天在家教中，在我们的人生观中，我们常常忽略了它。
And in our education at home and in our principles in life or view in life, we neglect it.
而在属灵生命的成长中，我们更是常常忽略这件事情。
Particularly in the aspect of our spiritual growth, we often neglect it.
弟兄姊妹，如果我们没有殷勤顺着圣灵撒种
，Brothers and sisters, if we are not diligent in sowing according to the Holy Spirit,
我们就不可能在永远的生命，在神所赐给我们的新生命有收成。
We will never have any gain, any produce.In this new life.
如果我们顺着情欲，顺着今生的风俗，世界的潮流来撒种。
And if we sow according to our flesh, according to custom and the flow of this world.
我们从情欲收败坏。
And we will reap according to our
flesh. 我们从今世的风俗去收它的结果。
And these corruptions and according to the custom of this world.
你知道吗？我昨天去收我的那个剪切布，我一下子没有找到，我也不想花时间了。但是我记得在十几年前。
And I went and searched through my notes.And I remember a few decades ago,
在英国利物浦发生的一件让整个英国很震动的一个消息。
And something happened in England that shook the entire nation.
那个时候 ,video game 开始慢慢盛行。
The video game just became more and more popular.
我记得以前刚开始的那个 Nintendo 不过是打鸭子这样子，就是很简单的 game.
I still recall the days of Nintendo where we just shoot a duck.
Super Mario, 那样跑。
And the running around of Super Mario.
现在不得了了，各种 violence 事情的这个 video game 都在里面。
Now that the video games are becoming more and more rated R.
有一个妈妈带着她两岁多的孩子去百货公司买东西。
And one day a mother went to the supermarket to shop with her child.
那个妈妈转眼之间没有注意，一下子没注意到小孩子不见了。
And she wasn't paying attention. All of a sudden, her child was missing.
就隔了两天，在铁轨旁边找到她孩子的尸体。
And after 2 days, they found the dead body on the railroad track.
他们从百货公司的那个摄影机里面找到说有两个大概10岁到11岁的男孩子把这个小孩子牵出去了。
And they found from the surveillance camera of the shopping mall that two other child of age 10, roughly 10 and 11,has brought this little kid away.
带到铁轨旁边就是效法 video game 里面的暴力把他给打死了。
And they brought them to the railroad track, and according to the violence that they saw in the video games, they beat this child to death.
模仿因为中的是这个东西。
And because this is what was planted in their head, in their mind.
所以出来的东西就是这些。
And that's what it produced.
我不晓得你们前天有没有看报纸说因为大概一个多礼拜以前那个萨丹胡塞刚被吊死了。
And a few days ago, the newspaper came out that Saddam Hussein was just hung.
那个镜头在电视的新闻里面出现过。
And the image appeared on the screen.
在德州 Houston 有一个十岁的小孩子就效法这件事情。
And Houston, a 10-year-old child imitated that scene.
结果就被吊死了，他妈妈在上班不在家，他被吊死了。
And his mother was at work, and the child was hung to death.
弟兄姊妹，当我们今天在这里接收，其实都是在种。
But it's just everything that you're looking at, you're receiving, these are the things that are planted in you.
我们所看的，我们所想的，我们所说的，我们的态度，我们时间怎么用，钱怎么花，弟兄姊妹，每一件事情都说到人在怎么种。
What do you see? What do you hear? What do you think about? Everything that you're absorbing in, your spending of your money, all these things talk about you planting things.
就为什么保罗劝我们说不要效法这个时代， don't follow the pattern of the world.
So that's why Paul says, do not follow the pattern of this world.
我们会觉得 the pattern of the world 有什么错的？世界的潮流有什么错的呢？
What's wrong with the pattern of the world?
但是弟兄姊妹啊，孩子们的思想，我们的价值观念，我们里面的各方面都在受这个世界来改变。
Dear brothers and sisters, our self-worth, our value system, everything is being controlled by these things.
所以种什么收什么。
So what you sow is what you will reap.
报纸上你常常可以看见我们的下一代，这么多人进到社会以后，他们没有抗压力。
And we see oftentimes, at least on the newspaper, that a lot of the next generation that enter into the world, they cannot resist the world.
尤其是中国的家庭里面出来的孩子，父母亲惯孩子。
Particularly the children that come out of Chinese family, they are spoiled.
他们要什么就给他们。
Whatever they want, they get.
等到他们进到世界的时候，发现世界不是这么一回事。
When they enter into the world, they realize the world is not so.
他任性，他发脾气，他得不到他所要的。
He got angry, he threw a tantrum because he didn't get what he wanted.
所以他里面挫折，他里面经不起。
So he is confused, he cannot suffer such a loss when he's grown up.
越来越多年轻的中国人现在自杀或是 depression.
And you find that the traces of depression and suicide rate is climbing among next generation Chinese.
我有时看一个作者他举的比喻，他说你好比一个外星人，从来没有地心吸力这回事。
And just like an alien who never understood the effects of gravity.
他从来也不需要吃东西，也不会饿。
He never had to eat. He will never be hungry.
他也不受时间空间的限制。有一天他突然掉到地球上来了。
He's not confined by time and space. All of a sudden he falls on the earth.
他就还是跟平常一样开着他的太空船就往外走。
And just like any other day, he opened his spaceship and he just walks outside.
蹦咚掉到地上摔得头破血流的。
All of a sudden, he fell out of his spacecraft and his head was broken and was bleeding.
然后他发现他不能像从前那样子飞，因为地心抓住他，他只好走路。
And he realized that he couldn't float like time passed, and all of a sudden he has to walk on the ground like
everybody else. 等他走得很累，走到一家餐馆，终于看到东西有可以吃的，他抓了就吃，他不知道要付钱。
And he got really tired and he kept walking.For a long time, and he find a diner. He just grabbed a few and ate, and he didn't know he had to pay for it.
然后有一个车子闪着灯来，把他带到一个房子里面，是铁栏杆把他关在里面。
So a car came that was flashing lights and took control of him and put him inside a small room that looked like a cage.
他说他天天都在经历这些 surprise， 都是他从前没经历过的。
So every single day he's going through these surprises that he's never encountered before.
他说今天多少的父母亲就是把孩子养在这样子的一个环境里面，是一个完全不同的世界跟 system 里面。
That so many parents today raise their children in such an environment where they really do not know what's going on.
等到有一天他进到社会去的时候，
Until one day they enter into society.
他才发现这边会摔跤，
And they realize they're going to fall.
这边需要付代价，
And they're going to pay a price.
这边有人会处罚他，
Somebody's going to punish them.
他通通都是他从前不知道的事情。
All of these things they're unaware of.
所以弟兄姊妹，今天我们在这里收的东西，其实是因为我们当初这么种的。
But it's just we are getting what we're getting today because we have.Sown those things in time past.
有时候我们收到孩子觉得为什么他们不孝顺。
And we sometimes we're frustrated and we say, how come our kids are, do not honor us
more often. And
we forget the fact that we just allow them to do whatever they wanted.
我们在这里收到老板同事对我们不好。
And we read the fact that our boss and our co-workers mistreat us.
我们忘记我们对人家的态度不好。
We forgot the fact that we mistreated them in time past.
你跑到荒野里面去，你对着旷野喊一声，你试试看。
And you go out to the wilderness and you cry out loud. Try that.
你喊什么你就听到什么。
And whatever you cry out, you will hear the echo.
对。我爱你，你就听到所有人都爱你。
You say I love you, and then everything will cry out and tell you.
你喊说 I hate you,
and you cry out I hate you, and everything.
Everybody 都告诉威廉说 we hate him.
And everybody will come back and say we hate you.
弟兄姊妹，你到底在这里发什么出来
？Princess, what you are giving out.
我们就要收什么
？That is what we will get back.
很多时候我们今天收的
，A lot of times what we reap today.
常常是我们从前种的。
What we have planted in time past.
当我们在收的时候
and when we are reaping these things,
我们却忘记了我们曾经那么种过
we forget the fact that we have once planted these things.
人际关系是这样
the same thing pertaining to human relationships.
事情成败是这样
whether things come to success or failure,
你工作的果效是这样
the fruit of your labor is the same way.
中国人说一分耕耘一分收获
the Chinese says, what you, how much you put into is how much you will get out.
但是在讲那句话之前
but before you talk about this phrase,
我觉得我们先要解决的问题是到底我们在种什么
And we have to solve or come and realize what is it that we are planting.
我们必须照着圣经的教导先要解决我到底在种什么
And we have to deal with the problem that the Bible is teaching. What exactly am I planting?
人种的是什么收的就是什么
Again, whatever man plants, that he will reap.
你有时候会看见为什么这个人这么受欢迎
You say, how come this person is so welcomed everywhere?
大家都这么喜欢跟他在一起
Everybody likes to be with this person.
他没有什么高言大志没有什么大他的学问是这个学位的。
He's not particularly smart. He doesn't have all sorts of wisdom.
可是人好喜欢跟他在一起。
But everybody likes to be with him.
因为他种出去的都是爱，都是关怀。
Because what he has sown is love and kindness and caring for others.
所以人喜欢跟他在一起。
So people like to be with him.
所以弟兄姊妹，当我们这个人，例如说我们种感恩。
And brothers and sisters, particularly, for example, we plant the seed of thanksgiving.
我们常常对神感恩。
And we're thankful towards God.
我们常常对人说感谢的话。
We say words of thanksgiving toward men.
你发现你会收什么？
And do you realize what you will reap?
收喜乐。
You will reap joy.
我记得大比弟兄说，喜乐的心与感恩的程度成正比。
And Brother Darby once said that the magnitude of the joy of your heart is entirely equivalent to your Thanksgiving.
你知道吗？我今天一早起来要去预备信息哈。
And this morning, I was preparing for the message.
我进去刷牙洗脸的时候，突然嘴巴翘了一下，我看着镜子，怎么这么丑？
And I was brushing my teeth. I looked up and I saw myself in the mirror, and I said, "Man, pretty ugly."
啊，我突然，只能我说我 ugly 呢。
Not so good looking.
结果我就突然想到。其实以前医生开刀的时候都警告过我，我的结果可以 much much worse than that， 可比那个可以糟不知道糟多少倍。
And then I remember that when I had the surgery, the doctor reminded me that it could look so much worse.
我就对着镜子看我那样翘着嘴，我现在装不出来了，那副丑相。
So I looked at my mouth and I tried to like you know move my lips like the way I kind of looked in time past, and I couldn't do it anymore.
哎呀，我一看，心里面就揪一下。
And when I saw myself in the mirror, I was.My heart kind of cringed a little bit.
我很可以是那样子的人。
And I could very well be that face that I made.
或是更糟，脖子都歪掉了，因为医生都跟我讲过我可能的结果。
Or maybe even be worse that my muscles, my nerves, my neck may be damaged, my head would be crooked.
这么一件小事，我说主，我谢谢你。
And such a small thing, I said, Lord, thank you.
我里面就有一个说不出来的感恩跟喜乐在我的里面。
Indescribable thanksgiving within my heart.
弟兄姊妹，我们为什么不喜乐？因为我们不知足。
Brothers, we're not joyous, we're not happy because we're not satisfied.
我们常常种的是埋怨。
A lot of times we sow complaint.
我们常常种的是跟别人的比较。
And we sow the comparison with others.
啊，为什么那个孩子长得那么帅，我家的孩子长得这么胖
？How come that child looks so handsome and my kid looks so fat?
弟兄姊妹，我们当我们不会感恩的时候，我们就不容易喜乐。
When we don't know how to be thankful, we don't know how to be joyous.
当你种诚实的时候
，And when you sow truthfulness,
你收来的是别人对你的信任。
And you will gain trust, people's trust.
当你种公义的时候，你收的是平安。
When you sow righteous and justice, what you will reap is peace.
为什么我们没有平安？因为很多的时候我们犯罪，我们做事不正。
We have no peace because a lot of times we sin. What we've done is not righteous.
当我们种宽恕，种宽容。
And when we sow kindness and forgiveness,
我们收到的是和平而不是增进。
And we reap peace and not strife.
所以弟兄姊妹，你把种瓜得瓜，种豆得豆，你是自己改吧。你种爱就得爱，你种恨就得恨。
And use the same principle. If you plant a melon, you get a melon. You plant a bean, you get beans.And if you plant love, you will get love. You plant hatred, you'll reap hatred.
而我们今天在收什么的时候
？And what you gain today?
先不要急着生气跟埋怨。
And don't immediately react and be angry and complain.
先问主说，主是不是我自己种的不该种的东西
？We ask ourselves, Lord, is it because I planted something that was not proper?
虽然有的时候是有例外，哈，你明明种的都是好的，别人却对你不好。
And there are times that are that's not exactly normal. You planted things that are good and you got something that wasn't right.
那是很例外的事，是神特别爱你，给你良的环境。
This is extraordinary because God has measured that environment for you.
不然基本上我们种什么，我们就收什么。
But in general, in principle, whatever you sow is what you will reap.
这是我以前跟你们讲过，那个焦元年牧师有一次当孩子头带孩子们玩的时候。
And Pastor Jiao once he was leading a bunch of kids playing.
他叫他们一直站开来。
And they say, okay, spread out.
开始向空中用力吐口水，看谁吐得最高。
And look straight up and spit and see who can spit the highest.
你是傻孩子，就站一排，开始向空中吐口水。
All those dumb kids stand in the line and they spit straight up.
然后口水啪就掉回到自己脸上来。
And their spit came straight back down on their own faces.
你出去的是什么，回来的就是什么。
Whatever you spit out is whatever comes back.
弟兄姊妹，第一个要解决的人种的是什么，收的是什么。
Brothers and sisters, the very first thing we need to deal with is whatever we plant is what we're going to reap.
朋友。你收听的是福乐人生讲坛的系列节目，我是玛丽姐妹，欢迎你给我们来信分享收听后的感想，也欢迎你在我们活在耶稣里福音网站收听和收看其他的节目。愿神的话语祝福你的新生命。